holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
This is just a glimpse of salvation in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Be holy.
All right. Listen, we're glad that you're here with us on Be Holy. Glad to be with you. Hey, head on over to popbean.com and download the broadcast. Share. Share it till you can't share anymore. Yeah. Share it till you can't share anymore. Grab those links and share them in your group text. Whatever you do with them, share them. All over the world, share them. You never know how far to go. All right, listen. We're talking about the prophecy of salvation and how the Bible was telling us a long time ago that salvation was coming. It was coming. And it explains how Jesus didn't come to destroy the world, even though we were guilty anyway. He didn't come to destroy us. He came to take away our sins. God so loved the world, you know. So he came to take away our sins. He didn't come to scare us. He didn't come to hurt us. He didn't come to do that. He came to save us. If he wanted to scare us, sure enough, he could. If he wanted to hurt us, sure enough, he could. He could do that. And nobody could say anything. Nobody. Not me, not you, not the politicians, not the judges. Nobody could say anything. The president couldn't say anything. So it's all about God coming to save people. And the really weird thing is that's what we in politics try to say that we're doing, trying to save people, trying to do this and trying to do that. And then they start talking about the separation of church and state and whatever that is and so on. But both sides are still trying to act like the church. The church is the one who goes and helps people, goes and takes care of people and show them how to do whatever they need and help them with whatever they need. And the government does the same thing. I think that's why both sides get blessed in their separate ways. But, you know, we want to help people. We try to act like God. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it backfires. Sometimes it just does. But we know what won't backfire. We know that whatever God says won't backfire. Whatever God does won't backfire. Whatever he's trying to help us with, whatever he's helping us with, it won't backfire. It won't go the wrong way. It won't be mistaken as something else. Because ultimately, we all need salvation. I don't care what the politician's name is, who they, where they come from. They say they don't believe in God. I do not care. We all are nothing but human beings under all this skin and blood. Just human beings. That's all we are. And we need someone to remove the sin from our lives and from the guilt of sin and all that, the sins and stuff, past sins we've committed. We need somebody to remove that, not hold it against us. We need God to forgive us for those things. Yeah, that's what we need. We need salvation. You know, sure, government help is good, church help is good, but besides all of that physical stuff, we need God to help us. We're never going to get it right. I'm convinced of that. We're never going to get it right. I don't care what you say. I don't care how much Bible you read. You're never going to get it right. God is the only one who can make us right. He's the one who makes us righteous, not how much we read and how much we can quote. That don't mean anything. God makes us righteous, period, point blank. And I'm sorry to tell you, but that's what it is. But I'm really not sorry. So I guess the song says sorry, not sorry. It's all about God, not us. We can do things. We can help people. But when it's all said and done, it's always been and it always will be about God and how God is coming to save people from themselves. Because in the next life, if we don't get saved in this life, the next life is going to be horrible for us. So we have to save ourselves in this life. We have to work out our own soul salvation in this life so that our soul in the next life will succeed. Isn't that good? Yeah, we have to do that. All right, now, let's see. Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? Psalm. I think we were in 85 yesterday. And so it talked about the righteousness and peace have kissed, verse number 10. And then it talks about 11. Truth springs up from the earth and righteousness smiles down from heaven. Truth springs up from the earth. Jesus comes up out of human beings and the righteous smiles down on down from heaven. That's God when Jesus was in the water to be baptized. We saw it. I'm sure it happened other times also. Yes, the Lord pours down his blessings. Our land will yield its bountiful harvest and righteousness goes on as a herald before him, preparing the way for a step. So righteousness, talking about John the Baptist, comes before preparing the way for his step. So that's why we can read certain verses in the Bible and then it'll tell us that John the Baptist was coming long before John the Baptist got there, and how right after John the Baptist got there that God would bring forth forgiveness of the world. That whole God so loved the world, all that. Yeah. That was way spoken of long before John, you know. And so we'll start here. Psalm 86, verse number 1. Bend down, O Lord, and hear my prayer. Answer me, for I need your help. Protect me, for I am devoted to you. Save me, for I serve you and trust you. You are my God. Be merciful to me, O Lord. For I am calling on you constantly, not just when I need something, but I'm always calling on you constantly. Give me happiness. Oh, that speaks wonders. Only God can give you happiness. Your girlfriend can't give you happiness. Your job can't give you happiness. But you can be happy with your work, but they won't give you happiness. You just be happy with the work that you're doing. And so it says, give me happiness, O Lord, for I give myself to you. So when you give yourself over to God, you can actually ask him for happiness. God, give me happiness. I give myself over to you. And I need to be happy. I know you're not unhappy. You know, I know God has all the power. Give me happiness, O Lord, for I give you myself. I give myself straight to you. And so then we got verse number 5. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive. So full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. So when you go to God talking about you're going to give your life over to him and you're asking for forgiveness, you're asking for help. You know, yeah, we need help in other areas in our lives. But the main help that we need is the forgiveness. We need forgiveness. Yes, we do. And if we don't get it, we're going to be so disappointed in the next life. We need forgiveness or we're going to be disappointed when the life after this life happens. You know, when I was telling you about there's life after death. Yeah, there is life after death. Death is just the portal. Death is just the gateway into the next life. And you got to prepare for the next life in this one. It's just like a video game. He's been talking to us about getting ready to go to this next life, even in video games. You go from one level to the next, from one level to the next. You might die two or three times, but then you go to the next level and then you keep building up and building up and building up. Well, it's the same thing. You don't die three times here on earth. It's only once that a man is appointed to die, but after that, the judgment. We're trying to prepare everybody for the next life. And calling on this prophecy about God forgiving sins, that was the actual salve. That was the relief that we needed. But a lot of people who were living back in these days who were praying these prayers didn't understand that. A lot of them didn't talk about the prophets, didn't understand all that stuff. They were longing to look into this whole salvation thing and how God was going to do it and how he was going to make it available for everybody and everything. They said the words, but they didn't understand the words. See, they can say the words all they want, but if they don't understand the words, they only get what God gives them. And so it's the same with us. We can quote the Bible, talk about the Bible, read verses out of the Bible, but we don't understand the Bible. We weren't living then. God wasn't using us then. But now we trust that God will show us what he was saying. So if he had to hide what he was saying in a book called the Bible, that's fine. Only he can reveal it to us anyway. You can't go to a collegiate college and get this. You can go to a collegiate college and meet God. You can get there and meet God and God begin to show you what you're supposed to know, regardless of what the university teaches you. But God is the only one who can open it up. Oh, Lord, you are so good and so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. All, not some who ask for, but all who ask for your help. If you ask for God's help, he's going to help you. Trust me. Verse number 6. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. Yeah, that's the sinner's prayer, right? Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I will call on you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. No pagan God is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. All nations you made will come and bow before you. All nations that, so nobody made anything that God, listen, every nation on the earth, under the heaven, God made him. Everybody's going to come to him and bow and kneel. Every nation that you made will come and bow before you, Lord. They will praise your holy name, for you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You are God alone. You, that's verse number 10, that's key. You are God alone. So there's no other trinity or anything like that. You are God alone. God didn't lie, did he? No, he didn't. He told the truth. He told us.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.